Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover, a stud, the greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really, really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
underscore NEED underscore go to get underscore 15% off. Once more, that's promo code underscore NEED underscore 4 underscore 15% off.
I don't think you should have to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not
a hyphen or a dash.
It's just
that's
a
an underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man.
They drive, baby, home. Right now. Yeah.
Love action shots, man.
I swear to God, it gets truer and truer every time, man. Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Splendiferous episode.
No need for apologies. And we are the coolest motherfuckers
on the planet. On the Should planet. I say fucker or funk? Hold up.
Well, you know, Outkast did their thing. I wanted to do Outkast. I have to admit that. You know what I mean? When we were, like, originally did that Halloween show, I wanted to dress up as Outkast, but I know we ain't really had us for all that shit. You know what I mean? I don't really get into it like that. You know, I'm learning. November's here, so you
November's
know I'm gonna do these holidays a bit different, a bit more enthusiastic.
All right, yeah,
you know what I mean. We gonna see. We gonna get into some sweet potato pie, whatever. With
I'm making lobster mac this year with moms. Of course,
see, you've always been into that. You've always experienced some of the finer
shit. Me and my mom used to have crab leg fights.
Yeah, man. I don't know nothing about that life there with the crab
Hold
leg
the
fights.
Hold the crab. You give her 2 king. You got 2 king. Black people being successful.
You've also been a pumpkin spice nigga for a while. You was a pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I'm more of a sweet potato nigga. I need a sweet potato coffee at Starbucks this year. You know,
just nice. A sweet potato coffee.
Just to get black people on board. You know what I mean?
Sweet potato coffee.
Because it's just
the
smell. Pumpkin spice don't taste like shit. It don't taste like nothing. It's just a concept.
It's just part of the season, nigga. It tastes like fall. It's a fall. It tastes like autumn.
And the thing that comes with fall also comes great guests, man. We got a great guest. And with great guests come great responsibility.
Yeah.
See the way I did that? All right. This guy, man, is the dopest, man. I'm glad to fucking have him
One
here.
One of the true gods.
Give it up for the true god, Godfrey. What's going on?
God is in the name of this nigga. Yeah.
I'm familiar with this place.
Are you familiar with that side of the table, though?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah. Nigga driving passenger. Like, I've never said.
Hey, what's going on out there, Jackson?
Godfrey, man, welcome. Thanks for coming through,
what
man.
What up,
with the Wu-Tang. Yo, you been watching that Wu-Saga?
Watch the show.
You know, here's the funny thing about it.
All right, listen.
I've watched Of Mics and Men, documentary.
The doc was great.
Fantastic. The fact that they had they're talking about stuff that happened and there's the footage. Like when they first made the beat for Cream, they showed the footage of it. They were like, yo, this is it. I was like, they got the fucking footage of when they made the beat?
You're crazy, right?
Is it on Hulu? Of Mice and Men?
Of Mice and Men. It should be Amazon or Netflix.
I'll look it up.
Just
I'm
look all
tonight.
Three of them.
I'm watching
them. Yeah. You have to see Of Mics and Men.
Okay.
It's Of Mics.
M-I-C-S.
Okay.
Of Men. That's the fucking It is so damn good.
It's just on Woo or it's a hip hop documentary?
It's all Woo.
All Woo.
Because I saw the beginning of it and it had to leave.
They're all in the theater.
It's on Hulu.
Reminiscing. It's all of them. Right. Like, they're all like, they're like, yo, man, they got ghosts. They got over there. They say, remember the time we was, boom, boom, boom. Shit is so fire. Dude.
Yeah.
The whole shit. It's footage.
Huh.
Yeah. My favorite is when these motherfuckers made it, right? They made it. And they're like in Hawaii or something. You know, Raekwon. He goes, yo, man. Yo, man. Yo, son. And they're looking like at the ocean. Look, man. Got the ocean, the birds, and the trees and shit. Man. Look at, man. Niggas wasn't looking at no shit like this.
Yeah.
You looking at nature, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You looking at, man, this shit is crazy right now, man. You know the way they talk.
Yeah.
Man, this shit is so slangy. Like, man, from the projects, man. Sure. And now we looking
got
at
garbage
birds,
up the way.
Trees, and mountains.
We
looking at mountains and shit.
I ain't gonna hold
mountains
you.
Mountains and birds and shit.
I ain't gonna hold you, G. I get that way sometimes on the road.
Yo, now, man, we was in Arizona. At 117 degrees. I ain't never seen it.
I'm looking at the swimming pool all lit up,
but you know, you really look at yourself and go, damn, man, this is what my craft is taking me to.
Yeah.
Like we go, man, I'm traveling the fucking world and the country, like. You know, that's what y'all, you know, it's a big accomplishment. Like,
absolutely.
We're so used to, and no distance, like the Kevin Harts and the guys that are like, foo, foo, you know, the motherfuckers under that. That's accomplishing, man. That's, you're successful. We think success is one thing. No.
Mm.
The fact that you get into a major comedy club in the city, that's an accomplishment because you weren't in it before. I wasn't either.
Yeah.
And when I got in, I go, even Joe Rogan on one of his on the Comedy Store documentary, you should see it. It's pretty cool. He goes, man, when I finally got accepted, he starts crying. He starts tearing up. I felt like I was somebody, man.
Wow.
I got in. I was telling my friends. I got in the fucking store. Because when I got into the cell, I was like, I'm in, man.
Yeah,
I'm fucking in.
Like, yeah.
I was hyped, but when I finally saw my picture on the wall, that's when I was like, oh,
oh, no
shit.
Doubt.
Wow.
Yeah. When I saw my name at the Laugh Factory just on the thing, I said, man, I'm
marquee status.
Me and Dean Edwards, like, yo, did you take a picture? Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Those are accomplishments, man. We got to remember that.
The little things. Don't despise the small
things. And I'm trying to even be corny. I'm like, it's for real. Like,
oh, yeah.
You go, damn, I'm here, I'm there. Next minute, you'll be in London doing shit. Yeah.
Remember the flip of even just doing well, not at home.
Oh, right, right.
I'm booked in another city.
In an away game.
Nobody knows you, came out, and they was like,
some shit that you've been writing and working on locally, and you're in a fucking another town and murdering with it. You're like, that's the shit I wrote on that napkin? And that shit is, people are repeating. Because let's think about it. Our shit goes on napkins, in our phones, on the wall, in a crayon, or, you know, hey man, help me remember this. It's all. Right. It's the most simple shit. Like, damn, I
people
wrote
on
that.
The train hear my
I wrote
shit.
That in my hand.
Yeah.
I wrote that shit on my hand.
Yeah.
And now everybody's repeating it around the world. That shit is so fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah, bro.
When you look at the enormity of it and the simplicity of it, you're like, so when, and you know how a lot of people like to do this, especially people that are not in comedy. You get those like, you're a fucking has-been, you ain't, the people that just want to fucking argue. That's why you only got, like, oh, all right, that's nice.
But you know me, nigga.
But you know me.
You paid money. You paid your hard-earned money at Pepsi, PepsiCo.
Are you?
I haven't heard about you Coke. Getting a promotion at Pepsi in a while.
Yeah, nigga. I remember a brother came up.
You got UPS sex on talking to me.
And you know,
socks.
We all got war stories of arguing with motherfuckers. I remember a dude came out after the show at the Cellar, and this motherfucking Jamaican dude came out with his girl and shit. Because he had been heckling me, and I was getting the best of him. Because I don't fuck with people. I'm not that kind of comedian. I like to do my set.
Yeah.
You know? I might reference something to somebody and then jump right back in, but I'm not a Jay Oakerson who's a master at that shit. I don't do that. So this dude was talking, he tried to go at me, and I kept going, bah, 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 killing him.
Yeah.
We come outside, this motherfucker's like, man, what the fuck, disrespectful, blah, blah. I said, man, but you was talking, dude. You was talking shit.
Yeah.
You can't come to a comedy club expecting not to come back on you. And he says, man, all you do, you'll just tell jokes. What do you do in your life, blah, 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 blah. I said, I make, and I was like, he was walking around like, and he's doing all this blood clot. I said, whatever. I go, What I do is I make money making fun of average looking men like yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
In front of your girl. In front of your fucking girl.
I said, that's what I do. Yo. Very average looking men like yourself.
Yo.
I make fun of them. And I go home. But you have to get to work. You better go to bed.
Yeah.
You can sleep.
People home listening.
You can sleep.
As a man, you can sleep. If you in the comedy club, just let it happen. Just let it happen, fellas. I get it. You the man where you at. You the man where you come from. Trust me.
But what's fucked up is we ain't no punk looking motherfuckers, though. Let's keep this shit 100. You motherfuckers about 6'2", 6'3", 6'3".
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you talk 6'3",
you motherfuckers are taller than me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and y'all are accomplished outside of this.
Right, right.
Do not get it fucked up.
Yeah.
Musician, mathematician. Who are you talking? I have a pre-med, I'm psych degree.
Yeah.
What are you, who are you talking to right now?
Right, right. Like, even like, if I wasn't doing this, I'd still be better than you. Like, if I was average, I'd still be better than you.
I'd be better than you.
In college, I was
better
fire.
Things than y'all you ever think, thought of, nigga.
See, this is the thing. A lot of people think comedy is just niggas fucking around. You gotta understand. Yeah. Yes,
juggle.
We're slackers, but we are already, like, genius slackers. Slackers,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, and I want to share a quote because I shared this quote with you, man. Yeah. I don't know whether you read Seneca and any of these motherfuckers that do stoicism.
See
this is shit.
See what I'm saying?
This is a dope line right here. And this just shows you how comedians are better than everybody else. He who laughs at the human race deserves better of it than he who mourns for it.
Mm.
For the former leaves it some good hopes of improvement, while the latter stupidly weeps over what he has given up all hopes of mending.
Mm.
Fire.
So just bring that
to you. So that, I need that, because I will, I'm going to say that on stage one day. My friend, a good comedian of mine, David Hill, is a very fan of Seneca. And I want to read this quote that he transferred to me.
Well.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
That shit is dope. You got my...
I got it, yeah. But like, I was going to say, read it.
Before I leave and end the show, I want to say something to a very famous philosopher, Seneca. This is one... I don't usually do this, but I had... And I am a man of philosophy... education and this I couldn't ignore. And a friend of mine, David Hill, very funny comedian and mathematician, by the way.
David Temple Hill.
I thought he said David Tell.
David Temple. I said Hill because the other David, there's Dave Hill.
Yeah, I thought David Hill. It was a play on words.
Because he's from Philly too.
David Hill?
Nah.
David, you know what I'm talking about?
No,
right.
Okay, sorry. Okay, David Temple told me. This is from the famous philosopher, right?
Yeah.
Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
He who laughs at the human race deserves better of it than he who mourns for it. For the former leaves it some good hopes of improvement, while the latter stupidly weeps over what he has given up all hopes of men.
It's like wiping your ass with silk, nigga.
I bid you good night.
You actually
mic
sound,
drop.
You sound like the voice that reads that shit to me.
Is this you?
Oh, that's
nah,
me.
That's you.
Dude, that's fucking fantastic.
But yeah, you understand? Like, because we make fun of humanity.
I need to take a picture of that shit.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it.
We
yeah.
make fun of humanity, but yeah, we do have hope for it. Like, hey,
yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
you'll take something out of me making fun of your
but
square ass.
But the absurdity is where you're supposed to learn. There's the absurdity. We are like... we're like a microscope. We just blow things up to bigger than what it is and break it down, deconstruct it.
Yeah.
And people go, damn, that's it. I do that.
Extrapolate,
kind of shit.
Brother.
We extrapolate.
Extrapolate.
And sometimes it's our own therapy from our own pain. People don't understand that. They literally act like we are separate from this planet. No, motherfucker, I'm going through COVID too.
Yeah.
Like, no, motherfucker, I know people who've had cancer. No, motherfucker, my parents are dead.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
wrong with you.
Yeah.
Like, we are human beings, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how else do you want me to do comedy? I mean, comedy, that's the only way to do it. I have to talk shit about shit.
Got it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you getting mad at it, there's no other solution.
Yeah.
This is the only way to do comedy. I can't do it any other way.
Yeah.
I have to talk and make fun of it.
There you go. What Martin Lawrence say? Hey, I got to talk.
I got to talk about my life and how I see it.
Biggie.
Dun, dun, dun. And that's from that album, Talking Shit.
Talking
yeah.
Shit.
That's yeah. Right.
That
yeah.
was one of the funniest albums.
Yeah, oh, man. God. Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
So yeah, that's it. That's... Yeah, so, but these people are learning, because I just got back from D.C. Shout out to D.C. Improv. God damn it. All shows sold out. Artie Fuqua hosted. Oh, and his long-winded jokes. I love Artie. I love Artie.
I see you.
I love Artie. I see you. And he goes, so, I'm walking down the street. Okay, you didn't have to say that. And it's a nice, beautiful night. You don't have to say that.
He'd be like this.
Dude, that
walking down the street.
That motherfucker, if he ever sells meat, there's going to be so much fat around it. I'm like, Artie, cut that part off. Artie goes, so I'm walking, and the sidewalk is well paved.
Yes.
Very well paved. My knee's hurting a little bit. But I'm feeling good about myself. I see this white lady. Long hair. A different kind of white girl. Not the white girls I usually fuck with, but a different kind. She's kind of older, in her 40s. And it's a beautiful night. She agrees with me that it's a beautiful night. I agree with this beautiful night. And then she sees me. She goes, oh, my God.
And it's just like,
hello, officer. There's a black man right there. Oh.
And the audience just keeps laughing because
I go, Artie.
Oh, shit.
Artie. Fill in that other, all that space with another joke.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's 7 minutes of material.
That motherfucker has so much charm. He charms his way through bullshit. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, man.
Artie's so good at it. He just is charming. And then it was a wonderful night. Yeah. Beautiful night.
Shit on fine china.
Yeah, man. Then,
shit on some fine china.
And then Artie will go, you know, I'm just I'm trying to work things out. I'm trying to, I hate his philosophy. Oh, don't let there be a bitch around. Oh, yeah. But there's girls around, he go like this. No, that's what about comedy. It's a craft.
The switch craft. Up.
I go, yeah, it is, Artie. Cut the fat. No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm walking. It's a beautiful night.
The hand. Artie always doing night. The shit with his goes, fingers.
It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night.
I love Artie's ability to repeat a joke throughout the night. Like on some, if it didn't work in front of the cellar.
Nah, he'll try it over at the
2 hours later, at a table. Hey. He looked like, shit, what did I say earlier?
Oh.
I knew this. Hold on.
Stop workshopping me, nigga.
And what
workshopping.
But what I like about
with a suit
it is,
on.
And this is what I love about it, because this is where the bullying comes in. That nigga will hold you in place until he gets the punchline. Yeah. Wait a minute. Stay right here until I figure out who you look like, nigga. Don't go nowhere.
What do you look like? It's dirt.
And Artie will do this.
He's like, you're there. Yo, nigga, come here. Yo. Yo, see this nigga's jacket? Yo, this nigga look like he come from rehab. Yo, Derek, come here.
You sound like him. So...
Yo, yes, sir. Yo, nigga, fuck out of here, nigga. This nigga look like...
It's so...
As I was saying.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful night.
Oh, this nigga. Excuse me. No, I think you're beautiful, lady. You're beautiful. Buy him a drink. Buy her a drink. No, I'm buying all of your drinks. I'm buying all drinks. Now, but this thing,
yo, the buy a drink that's, shit that's is funny.
That's when he, yeah, that's when he's loading his gun.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh God. Now I gotta get Artie on the show.
Yo, I want it.
Just
oh,
so that
we
people
need
can know who he is to see
tear
this.
Tear his ass
oh,
up.
Oh, roast Artie minute. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Can Artie roast? Like,
wait. No.
I be swearing sometimes he's just playing me. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you'd be like, all right, Artie, I'm waiting for the.
No,
I'm fucking with you. No, he just walk off. Like, oh, shit. Man. He's serious.
Well, when Artie really get hit, I told you he pulled the money out. That's what makes me
he's
die.
The worst.
That's what
he
kills
brings
me.
Out money.
When he pulls the money out, when he get beat in a snap battle, he just start pulling out, start killing hundreds.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Uh-huh. And we'd be like, we don't give a fuck.
I remember he did it to Dante, and Dante said, that's coma money, nigga. That's coma money.
So for those of you who don't know.
This is the shit that I'm talking about. See, it's a psychological problem. It's like insecurity. And niggas that do that, I mean, Artie does it. I mean, Artie Cody's my man, but nigga, what are you? What are you doing? What kind of psyche?
And it sounds more changly because you got all that jewelry on. It's like clingity clack. It's a lot of ornaments,
right? Like ornament
noises.
Like
you gotta need. We need something to play.
See,
it's like the grist, the ghost of Christmas past.
Yeah. I mean, we heard you coming like a scene ago. Take off some of that goddamn jewelry.
Characters,
oh,
man.
Oh shit,
dude. So like, I love the fact that he even got like the breathe, the sleep apnea down. Like, Godfrey. So
this is an example.
Okay, because I mean, this is a fucking superpower. I mean, obviously, like this is some X-Men level shit.
Yeah, you've been that guy for a long time.
You can just mirror a motherfucker.
You've been that nigga for a while.
Because what kills it with the impressions is not even it's the little mannerisms. Like I'm gonna lock in on the breathing, and then like I'm gonna just do the breathing for 5 minutes, and you go like, God damn, right? Like so, like
it's like it's with the Steve Harvey thing.
Yeah.
Like you got like a guy like Jay Farrell who's fantastic, and some of his shit is very strong. But you know, he was, you know, when Steve Harvey, a lot of people are doing trying to do Steve Harvey, and I go, you guys are not looking at Steve Harvey. You're following me, which is fine. You need an example, but Steve does little things.
Now let me ask you this about, because the Steve Harvey impression, that was like a game changer,
and that was
for you, right? Yeah, can you please pull that clip up? Oh my God, right? This Steve Harvey impression, it like opened up a lot of movies.
I didn't even mean to do that shit.
Right.
I was just like fucking around, and Andre was like, blah, blah, blah. Remember he answered all quick? I said, what is this, a fucking Family Feud?
And the crazy thing
What your ass
it,
say?
Yeah. And you kill it.
Hey, Bagatelle.
What are you? Kate
Beckinsale, what movie?
You were asking.
Kate Beckinsale.
The fact that, how long ago? This is a few years ago,
this is
right?
About 2-3.
But this could have been 13 years ago, and Godfrey was still looking exactly the
2019.
Same. Jesus Christ, Godfrey.
Yeah, Godfrey.
Jesus, it's like you can see it's the past, but then you look right at this nigga and you're like,
same. I'm same, man. I'm same.
Same.
Same. Don't know the year. Don't know when you took that picture, do you? Same. One man in a world who looks
that's
the same.
It.
Same man.
Fuck Pablo. God damn.
Oh, what'd you say, sir? What'd you say, sir?
And my
Pablo, my voice movie dude. I could always do it. The guy's name is Don LaFontaine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was the famous one man in a world.
Yeah.
I can do his, mine is more accurate than his, but he's known for doing it more.
Yeah.
Because
he's
the whole
huge
set.
In Scandinavia. Like, oh, Pablo Francisco sells out theaters and shit in Scandinavia. Very weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They love him there because he does all that. I can do, but I've always been able to go one man in a world. From the director of Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I used to
always be able to do that. But I never really showed it yet because I wanted my act to be strong as fuck. Because my old manager said, make sure your comedy is so strong. When you do the voices, it's just a bonus.
Yeah.
Don't make it like, I got to do it.
Nah.
Because that's what some comics do.
Yeah.
And you can see their material is so weak that they can't wait to get to the... I don't even need the impression. I just forget about it. But when once your material is strong, and then you weave it in, it's like it's this extra fucking. People go, what the like? When I do Trump, I go, I don't give a fuck who you voted for. You know, I said, does Biden even? And my Biden's not too bad. Biden's like, listen, folks. He's American. Because I'm doing it because he doesn't. He's
he
losing
doesn't
it.
Finish anything,
folks,
yeah.
Folks, it's yeah. You're fixing things here. And everything's going around. Folks, billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Folks, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Very good phrase. Folks, I don't have time. You know, people are running around. Folks, it's not.
And then I said, now Trump is starting to look kind of fucking right about him.
Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe, very sleepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Very sleepy.
Yeah.
Very slow. Very slow. I'm not insulting the guy.
So you can ease into the impression.
And it's not, I'm not being politically on any side. I'm just mocking them.
Yeah.
And then it's neutral. I can do this shit in Alabama. They just go, fuck. They go, this motherfucker just sounded like the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I didn't go, I'm a Democrat, fuck the Republican. I don't give a fuck.
Just, yeah.
It's but neutral.
The thing that I love most about this Steve Harvey clip, this one that went viral.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Is fucking Derek.
Derek's laugh makes me laugh.
Fucking Derek. We talked about this plenty of times on this show, that Derek is absolutely insane.
He turned it on,
but it works so perfectly.
He's the worst. Derek's a nut. And I love all the reports of how mean he is to people. That shit be dying.
Oh, they're getting around?
Derek is a fucking... I just started laughing. Because Derek does not care about
right.
you.
He's not mean, but then, I mean, he's a mean person, but look at the joy.
And then you see him, and he goes, Derek, yo, what's up?
What's going on? Spit in my
hair. Oh, shit.
I know.
That's a great Derek Haynes. That's an awesome Derek.
Like this. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know. Yeah, something from the past. Yeah, something from the past. Yo, I'm about to go do my spot.
Oh,
shit. And I'd be like, Derek, you're like, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Someone said they hate you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Some bitch. No, I'll talk to you.
This is more impressive than getting your picture on the wall at a comedy club, nigga. If you show up and Godfrey's an arsenal of impressions, nigga, you made it. You made it, nigga. Like,
God damn it, G.
The best. Oh, yeah.
You ever get around Jim Norton?
Oh, yeah.
Jim, like, ugh, I hate you. I hate you. Ugh, and your hair twisting it like you're sexy. You get on my nerves. What are you, Billy D. Williams? Tired of you, Derek and Dave. Ugh, you and your goddamn podcast and your bonding. Ugh. I'm gonna throw up in my own mouth.
I remember when I was talking
to Seinfeld one time at the cellar. Seinfeld was giving me advice and talking for like an hour. And Jim is just, I see Jim just zero in on me going, like getting advice from Seinfeld, sitting there like a little, just like a student. Ugh. Saw your dumb face.
He's even doing the chin disappearing.
He's like this.
Jim's chin just disappeared.
He's like Godfrey. How dare you? Ugh. You're funnier than him.
Yeah.
Ugh. And you're sitting there like a pupil. Yeah. Hey, where's your school uniform, you muck?
You make me sick. And he says weird things. Yeah. Roll around in barbed wire with Magic Johnson. Like, who talks like
shit? I just want to get a cup of AIDS and throw it in your face.
Oh, puddle of AIDS. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Oh, man.
I got Norm Macdonald, too, which is crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I do. Remember Norm Macdonald, everybody?
Yeah, rest in peace.
I did a show with him one time in the Laugh Factory. And Norm was a fan, and I came upstairs. You know the factory upstairs and shit.
This is L.A.
In L.A., man. And, you know, you either get drunk Norm with the beard, or you get sober Norm without the beard, or you get him bearded and no drunk. It's like, it depends. Or you get him a little
bearded
puffy
and no
face,
drunk is,
leaned out.
That's
and
awful.
And he was like, hey, Godfrey, man, you're funny. I saw your act downstairs. Man, you're really good. You're like, man, all your voices and all that transitions really good. He goes, yeah, you ever done Saturday Night Live? I go, no, fuck them. He goes, yeah, they hate me. NBC, they fucking hate me. They fired me.
A weird intro. Have
you ever done Saturday Night Live? Because they ever done SNL. I mean, you can do all those things. And I go, nah, they rejected me like three times. He goes, yeah, it's cool. Fuck them.
That's the best when an older comic puts their arm around you and asks you like something that could change your life.
Yeah. Have you ever done?
And they have no juice to get in. I have to talk. A guy that got fired from SNL is asking me if
Why
I've been
did you
SNL.
Bring that up?
God damn you!
Yeah. Anyway.
Have you ever done SNL? Yeah.
I was hired for 10 years, but sorry, God.
It's like talking to a broken hand. What the fuck are we supposed to do with that?
Did you think I was on the show? Were we supposed to bond over that?
God damn it!
What am I supposed to do?
Comics are out of their fucking minds, man. Yeah. It's such a weird group of people to, you know, come into and try to befriend also. Like, even as a comic, you can't really gather the vibration of all the other comics. You would think if anyone can understand comics, it'd be fucking comics.
Yeah. Comics don't even understand comics.
We're fucked up.
Just fuck it.
I don't know if it's a fake camaraderie. There's got to be people who are real friends. There has to be.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be cutthroat.
Nah,
there's got to be, like, I think you guys are really, like, all Philly, I think you guys are really friends.
This
like,
is, not, not, not. 16 years?
Yeah. That way you have to be. Like, come on. It can't be. Because it's always the same story. Like, when somebody gets something, they turn their back on their friend. Somebody got to be real friends. There's got to be someone that makes it and goes, come on, guys. You know?
Yeah.
Not everybody has to be shitty. Isn't it amazing how everybody, it's the same pattern? It's always the same pattern.
It's not.
Damn, he made it. He don't talk to us no
more.
There's got to be somebody that doesn't do that. Is there anybody that goes, hey, guys, what's up? Come to the studio.
Yeah.
There's somebody.
That's the guy who gets robbed by his friends.
Oh, shit.
That's the guy who invites everybody over. Come on over.
Not the bums.
The circle.
The circle of artists that are trying to get to where you're getting.
But the problem is usually the artists who haven't made it yet, they can't be in the
like success rate.
It's hard to stay positive around
when they don't have it yet,
when you're still in survivor mode.
But here's the thing too, though.
Okay,
that's why it's important. Like Rick Ross was saying, I don't know how the fuck some of these rappers can have a group of motherfuckers and you the only one eating. He's like, if I'm making hundreds of million, I put a couple million in all my boys' pocket.
He said that about Birdman on a song. It was incredible.
Let's say I'm 100 million, dude, and you guys are my dudes. I'm gonna tell you two, three mil. Boom, roll, stack on that, and make some shit with that.
Right.
Do a film. Boom, 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 boom. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do. You got to give them the feeling of success.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, and we just on your dick, and I'm starving. No. Make them feel like, yo, this is what I need. You're going to write this for me. We're going to do this. Like Kevin's done with his crew.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, boom, boom. You can say what you want. His crew, they go, we're going to write this, this, and everyone's eating.
Yeah.
He's putting money in their pockets because they're working.
Yeah.
And they're doing their craft. That's how you make a motherfucker not feel bad.
But if you're
just around a successful, but there's some comics that do that, just want a bunch of motherfuckers around them and don't really give them shit. I'm not that dude. Like, if I said, you know what I'm saying?
You never had a crew either, though. I mean, like, since
I never had a crew.
Since I got here in New York,
I've always been all inclusive.
One time, I just thought you and Greer Barnes was like a tandem karate team.
If I was in a karate team, I would be beaten every time because Greer is never around. If I was like, Greer, where are you? Greer comes late. Yo, B.
I would have hit him with the...
Yeah, he's like, yo,
Bing,
B.
Bing, boom, bum.
He's like, B, I
come on, B.
No, man.
Bing, boom, dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Dogs. Ugh.
Dogs.
And he was like this, you know what would be dope if me and you do a black kung fu film? And I go, yeah, man. And I can't find him. I go, Greer, you don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, Greer.
Goes, I don't.
Call Greer.
Oh, man. You haven't called. Pick up the phone.
You
man.
Can call Greer all day long.
He'll
and
never
then
show up.
He'll show up at the club later on that night. He'll be like, hey, I was calling you today. Yeah, and he'll pull the phone out.
He was calling me on this.
Yeah. And you go, like,
he's with some weird looking white girl like this. I was like, oh, there's the problem.
Yeah. that's that nigga kryptonite.
You're not even going to try to answer me, though.
One of the coldest comedians you will ever see on a microphone.
Yeah.
One of the coldest motherfuckers. And he won't show up. To create with Greer?
Yeah.
No, he ain't coming around.
I was shocked how Mike got him to do them sketches on Che.
Oh, well, it's TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He needs some guaranteed
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, okay. He'll show up for TV. He'll
the Joker. You saw him in the Joker. Yeah. You think Todd Phillips was like, hey, he's like, what's up, B? He's like,
he's
probably early.
Yeah,
he's in a fucking multi-million dollar film. Yeah. Greer will be there.
He'll even post on Instagram for that.
Right, but if it's us.
And we will never see him post.
if it's us and we have to sit down at the Olive Tree with paper and pen, nah. That don't look concrete.
I don't even think I've ever seen Greer hold a pen.
If you gotta get motherfuckers to sit down and go, okay, so nobody wants this.
You don't want to see this.
What do you think?
That's a good one.
Nobody wants that. They don't want the brain store. They don't want the brainstorm. They have to go like this?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you guys have? Okay, cool. We got an outline. Ooh, the ledger?
Mm-mm. Be careful, though. Now you hear him. This is a slippery slope, because this is how you show up to writing meetings also. Derek be in a writing meeting with a cell phone, like, hey, put that in the
doc. That's cool. That's cool.
This bitch is a horse, huh? Look at the titties on this girl. Yo. Like, nigga, we writing.
It better be a set, Will and Grace. You better have a camera and action. Better be a trailer. Better see Derek Gage right here. Better have a little white girl leading you to your door. If it ain't set up,
yeah,
he ain't. Ooh. If motherfuckers want the creative, they don't want the smoke, the creative
would you,
smoke.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Be like, hey man, what you got? Derek be over here like,
he goes, yo, I'll text it to you. Okay, cool.
Then he's up there by the fucking cellar, fucking smoking weed right in the corner with Shrab.
Oh shit,
yo money,
baby.
And Shrab be like this, yo, we need to create. Godfrey, yo, I got this shit happening, money. I got it happening. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you're like, and nothing. Nothing. Oh, like, shit. Nobody wants the creative smoke. Yeah. Nobody wants to sit down, bare bones.
I'm trying. me and Dave be trying. We do.
Listen.
I got the template. I went and got the template.
You did. I bring my backpack to show hope. Do.
I'll have like
I used
notebooks.
To. Yeah, I used
didn't
to carry.
Even go in it all
I
night.
Just, I was just fucking my back up, carrying my laptop around all day. Like, yeah, nah,
nothing.
Fuck that. Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. But what I do have, which I'm very proud of, I have a writing partner. His name is Keenan Floyd. I don't know if you've met him. He comes. Keenan Floyd got glasses.
I know Keenan. Yeah,
he comes back and forth. He was a big fan of mine. He's when he was in the Dominican Republic for 10 years. You know, he was a Jehovah's Witness preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Got kicked out for fucking. Not a bad thing. You're okay. Dominican. You fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But then he became a comedy fan. Used to watch me and some other people on BET in the Dominican Republic. Came to America. Then I met him in New York. Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we're writing partners. We wrote a script and a pilot over the pandemic.
Okay.
Like, I was disciplined. Like, because he's a writer. Like, you ever meet writers?
Yeah, you got it, yeah.
The way they do it, I'm not a writer like that.
Yeah,
they go,
and they're
like, because I have to outline all the characters, and then I'm going to do a synopsis. I'm like, all right.
Or synopsis.
When they go synopsis, I go, I know how to spell it, but I'm not doing it.
That's about as far as we go.
And they're never good at explaining it either.
No. They're like, writers are different
tell
mentality.
Tell me exactly what a synopsis is. You're like, okay, well... you take the thesis, right, and with the protagonist
and
of the story,
like,
and then you, and you're log like,
line. Yeah, that's not how my brain works.
Log line.
That's why everybody can't write.
Yeah.
That's not the truth.
Yeah.
Get somebody. I just throw stuff at him. I'm good verbally.
Me too.
I go, boo, 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 boo. He'll go, okay, I'll call you back in 2 days. And then, boom. Had that shit. I go, what kind of brain do you have? This is and we did about 20 rewrites.
Uh-huh.
We are down to my pilot is the shit.
Huh.
Tiffany Haddish's company wants to produce it. You know
what
I'm saying?
Nice.
We have a lot. We had like during pandemic, we had like 40 person meeting because Keenan asked people, hey man, Godfrey wants to do this pilot about Godfrey's da da da. And I had so many people come and help. Mm-hmm. I don't realize
he's also got that superpower of picking up the phone.
Yeah, he's
asking.
Really good at it. He don't give a fuck. He's really good at it.
He can hit send on an email.
Yeah.
He can hit send on a text message.
He's not afraid.
Yeah. Some people are so internalized based off of whatever their childhood deal is with rejection.
Yeah.
Because most of us are told no as a kid.
Yeah.
You've heard my black ass. I told you a lot of shit I was denied as a kid.
Yeah.
And you get into it where you're like, I'm not even going to ask because I know the answer is no.
That.
And most of the time the answer is yes.
And what's sad is I don't realize, and this is the truth, is not fake. Right. I don't realize how popular I am sometimes. I don't.
Mm.
Because I'm so normal. I'm not a fucking, I'm just a, just real shit.
Yeah.
I'm just, I do a lot of regular shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people will be like, well, what are you guys? I do regular shit.
I remember you used to go live a lot in the barber shop. And I'm like, nigga,
I go to the barber.
Pay attention to your surroundings. I mean, I get it. You know, you're good.
Because I've been in that barber shop since 98.
Yeah.
Those are my peoples. Yeah. And I know all of them. Mike, crazy ass Puerto Rican. Ain't nobody coming around us. Them niggas is crazy.
I guess so, but it
that's what I don't realize. It's so normal to me.
Yeah.
And I'm walking and people are losing their minds going, yo, I go, hey, what up?
Yeah.
What you doing to Dwayne Reed? I need something. I ran out of toothpaste.
Niggas, I'll be saying
niggas
out.
Down in the cellar, dude, the slow come up, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, that's Buddy from what's the name? Yo, I was wondering if I get the pick.
Yeah.
They always like, because they be like, I don't want to fuck around, but it's like this and that. Because they be like, oh, that's the nigga from the Nick, that's the boy.
And you forget, but that's a good thing because we're human beings, man.
Yeah.
There's some motherfuckers that I know walk around going, yo, I wonder if every motherfucker knows who the fuck I am. I really believe that the world really doesn't give a fuck like that.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Do you, though? Because I remember
sometimes.
I used to have insomnia and shit, I would wake up sometimes like 4 o'clock in the morning. Godfrey be live.
Yeah, live as fuck.
With like 1,000 people in there.
Yeah.
1,000 people, 4 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching Godfrey work out. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, right? I said, why not? You know why I worked out with the live? Because you can't cheat.
Yeah.
So first of all, I don't feel like working out, but I go, let me motivate. And now I play motivational speeches in the background.
That's where the shit started looking scary. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know why?
Because
I couldn't play music because they would shut it down.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
live. Yeah.
In the middle of the pandemic, they start saying, oh, you can't use music no more.
It's copyright. Yeah, copyright.
So
yeah,
I said motivational speeches. So I play The Rock, Arnold, while I'm working out. Everyone's like, yo, that's a good ass idea.
And it motivated a lot of people. Yeah, I'm like,
dude,
okay,
Eric Thomas, all the motherfuckers, I play that shit while I'm working out.
Yeah.
And then if it's like, okay, I got 10 reps. People watching be like, don't fucking do 8. Niggas will feel like, don't do 8.
And this be the shit that cracked me up. This is where I get caught up in watching Godfrey live. Because it'd be funny to watch this nigga go and do a set and then come back and be like, what? Don't tell me how to fucking lift, dog. I've been lifting since before when you were in fucking diapers, okay? You know me.
I do it on purpose.
Fuck you.
I do it.
Fuck y'all. And I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. What is
I do it on purpose
because
I want my live to stay They go, you got him started to say, yo, don't fucking tell me shit. I do it on purpose. You got to keep it live.
Who is here just getting cussed out of here?
I go, yo, my man. You probably not even at the gym. Anybody give me an advice means they ain't working out, son. Fuck out of here.
Look, he turned into his own motivational workout.
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
But that's what happens.
But it's all fun. So what is it? It's
anybody
all
give me advice, you ain't working out,
it's
nigga.
All entertainment,
I
though.
Yeah, I love that you mastered it. Because here's the thing. I can honestly admit this. Yeah. I can tell you this.
Yeah.
I was jealous of it because you had the balls to do what, like, I watched the switch for you.
Yeah.
When it was like, I'm done joking with y'all at the Olive Tree. I'm done sitting here making niggas do their bomb dance. Remember that shit?
We used to have niggas do a dance.
You got me. For those of you who don't know, nigga, we used to snap on each other. If your shit didn't work,
you gotta get up
be
and
like,
do a dance.
Do your fucking bomb dance. Dance right now.
Shimmy. And we watch
and
you
And we used
dance.
To do that shit till 3 o'clock
like
in the morning.
Dance, you fucking monkey.
Right.
Yeah, man.
But you there was a time. Then there became a turnaround point for you where you were like, fuck that. I'm not. Godfrey be in the booth on his phone like, yo, I'm engaging with these people.
Engaging.
And I'm going to get this shit
when
popping.
I connected with King Batch and Rennie and Deist, all those Instagram people that all work with each other, when I got with them, I was like, I'll be at King Batch's house watching this motherfucker just keep filming. He would not stop.
Mm.
He'd be like, yo, Godfrey, you want to go do this? We're going to do this other thing. Where? We're gonna, in the bathroom. We're going to go and do this. Okay. Then we finish that. He go, yo, come upstairs. We got this other one with these girls. It was when I tell you, I was like this. What the fuck? He goes, oh, yeah, man, we just keep going. And another dude, then you'll see some other influence outside going, hey, man, come on. We want to shoot a thing. We just need you to walk across. I would shoot like three or four sketches in an hour. Just little shit. Bang, bang. But they were consistent.
I want that kind of production. Yeah.
And he was like, and King Batch was like, dude, just you got to be consistent. You got to blah, 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 blah. So once I stayed, and I've always been a night owl since college. I was always up late. And so I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna be on live doing the hours that I'm up. Fuck it. There is an audience. Cause remember, there's other countries, there's other time zones. So I had the UK, I had Saudi Arabia. I gained 350,000 new followers over the pandemic. 350,000. I'm at 600. I should be close to a million, but they've been shadow banning me. But I gained 300 something thousand followers because I was late night.
This nigga's like the Jeff Bezos of Instagram.
Man, yo, if I could get to the millions, but can I tell you too that my being on Instagram and being a fucking Instagram whore and being consistent, my money has quadrupled, fucking, what is it, septupled, you know, it's really has gone like
seven
it's
times.
And I even have people after my shows. The club owners go, yo, congratulations, man. You fucking deserve it.
You
fucking deserved it.
Wow. Yeah.
You busted your... And I busted my ass for as a headliner. You know, you just started doing it.
Yeah.
The empty rooms, the half shit.
Yeah.
I was that guy. I mean, I always had decent numbers because I was in VH1. I was in shit. I never had a TV show.
Yeah.
I was always on shit. Constantly, VH1, you know, when you guys were doing the
MTV shit.
MTV, the voice, what is it? The guy code and all that shit.
Yeah.
Me, Sherrod, we were doing the 90s. The 80s, 90s and all that. I was the first dude to do it before everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was hosting, I would host MTV with Carson Daly. I would do Spring Break.
Okay.
Crowning the king and queen of Spring Break. I hosted it 2 years in a row.
Wow.
With Carson Daly.
All right.
And it was me. That's how I know B2K. That's how I know Nick Cannon. I know all the motherfuckers.
Yeah,
Justin Timberlake was my... He used to be like, man, yo, God, what up? Like, I knew... That's when MTV was the shit. So I still had juice from 7-Up shit. So everything stayed. Soul played. So I was always there.
Yeah.
People fuck with me. They were like... I never had like, oh, yeah, and you're on this... sitcom for 10 years. No, I never had that. But I still had to work my shit. Like, you know, there's certain regions you'd be like, man, I killed here. There's certain regions, damn, it's only half full. And they would be like, and they would make excuses like, yo, there's this parade. Yeah, we got this big parade going on.
I love when the promoters, they be trying to soothe you, don't they?
Everybody went to the parade. So that's going to affect the numbers. But then, you know, Cat Williams just sold out in 2 seconds and he's down the street, so.
Yeah.
But no, and I had, and here's the beautiful thing. Shout out to DC Improv. I sold out and Cat Williams was, it was Cat Williams and Ronnie Chang. Ronnie Chang was at a theater. Cat Williams sold out with Lunel and them, Constitutional, and I still sold all my shit out. That's how much this motherfucker is working.
God damn, good shit. Hell yeah.
And I'm telling you this not on some, I'm telling you, do this.
Yeah.
It is mandatory.
Okay.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
You need to, if you ain't on a fucking show like Chappelle or all these, if you ain't big.
I'm not big.
You need to get your mathematical ass.
I have less followers than Dylan.
Jeez.
Dylan has more followers than me.
Dylan looks even more famous than all of us. He has a famous face.
Yeah.
Dylan has a famous face. Like a Machine Gun Kelly
face. Sometimes
he has Machine Gun Kelly face.
Yeah, sometimes when I need views, I send shit to Dylan. Dylan, could you share this for me? Please. I want people to know I'm funny.
Get some of your 20 somethings to fuck with my.
Yeah, no doubt. But this shit is real. And you can find your way. I'm, you know, sometimes I'll be falling asleep on my lives. I'll be nodding the fuck out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'd be so tired. They'd be like, you was nodding out. I go, whatever. Yeah. Good. It's a memory. I don't give a shit. Oh, you was nodding out. Good.
Buy
spread it.
It around. That was a classic. Make it an
around.
NFT.
Spread it around.
And then you got people that come to your shows, go, I'm a night owl, because I got Godfrey in the night owl. My boy Eric, he just, from the Silver Room in Chicago, just printing some shirts, Godfrey and the Night Owls. And it's I think it's pretty fire, because they were like, yeah, man, that's how I made, Cash App. I didn't know really care about, I didn't think about Cash App. I was just on. You know, D Nice was DJing. He didn't know he was going to be super famous like this.
Yeah.
He reinvented his. He just was playing records.
Yeah.
I just want to play records so I don't lose my mind. And so I was just going to, and people said, yo, man, why don't you put up your Cash App? I said, Cash App, word?
Yeah.
No, we want to give you money. Word? You're wow. entertaining us, man.
Yeah.
So I put my Cash App. I made about $30,000.
That was the shit that
I made $30,000
during the pandemic
of Cash App.
Was going direct to consumer. Me, yeah. like now,
yeah. Yeah.
with the power of technology, you can go live yeah. and go, yeah, just send me money if you want to. And
yeah.
boom, you talk for an hour.
And you're not begging.
You make, yeah, but you're just doing your thing. And
yeah.
then at the end of it, you see you might have no like $100, $150. Yeah. You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's my rate, about $150 an hour.
And, yeah. You should get rate. That.
Right. You
it
know what I mean?
That.
Like, yeah. Like, you and you just kind of just start
yeah.
doing it and like, like, we were talking about this last night. Like, there's some people who have the ability to capitalize on shit. Like, now, as a veteran comic, you realize mm-hmm. you knew shit changed when you start seeing people gather around you.
Yes.
Like, after a yeah. set.
Oh, yeah.
Young comics.
Other
that you
comedians
don't know,
come and see you. Yeah.
Right. Now, there are some people who have the audacity to go, what's it, 10 of you standing here? Hey, everyone give me $20 while I sit here. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Not like directly, like, oh, you're standing here talking to me.
Yeah.
Give me, but they find a way to go, oh, if you want to hang out, give me $20.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, most of us don't know how to ask for that or cash into the fact that, like,
yeah.
these people are just standing here.
That's the people thinking, like, yeah.
right.
Yeah.
$20.
Derek's yeah. rate is he just calls you Mook for an hour.
Yeah.
He's Mook's on.
Like, I don't have, yeah, yeah. Mook is, that's a weird thing. Derek yeah, has gotten into really bullying comics. I mean, he actually made comics play rock, paper, scissors once for 5 minutes wow. of stage time, which is,
wow.
there's damn. A boot camp that he's going through. It's intense, damn. Godfrey.
I've created, me and Dave have created.
Ain't no me and Dave. This is you.
What? This is hey, you, call?
You my frat brother. I'm with you, but you know when you got the frat nah, brother that's man. A bit out of control and you got to stay like, ugh.
Stop. Stop hazing these niggas
yeah,
so hard.
Yeah, like,
they shed blood, niggas.
Like, hey, we're going to have a talk in the meeting this week.
C5C. C5C. All you comics out there. C5C. Big brother almighty. C5C.
Having them squeezing bananas in the toilet and shit.
Right.
Hey.
We will not bomb. Yeah. We will not bomb, sir.
We will not bomb. I don't do that bomb shit here, all right? Understand now?
Somebody's trying to sneak in my frat. Ain't gonna be no shit like that. School days.
I remember school days.
Remember that
when I say gamma, you say punk.
Gamma, punk.
Gamma, punk.
Gamma, 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 punk,
punk, punk, punk. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's like, what was I saying?
Just freaking out how to charge mooks for
just
charge
it's mooks just it's just children. There's money there to be made, and it is true. Money is an attitude. There's people who I see getting so much fucking money. You have to believe you're worth it, and it's hard because sometimes you go, "Oh, am I begging?" And I told them, if I put Cash App up, don't be acting like I'm begging for you, motherfuckers.
Right.
You told me to put it up,
right.
So I'd be like, "Hey guys, my Cash App. Don't forget." Cause I'm going in and I go hard in the paint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they say, I've had people say, you got me through the pandemic. I was depressed, suicide thought, all kind of shit.
Yeah.
I go, man, pay me. And I've made money. Now they got the badges on Instagram. You remember
to
the badges?
Give gifts and shit like that, yeah.
They give you money.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made a couple thousand here. It's cool. Like sometimes when you're on a live, you know, they'll say, hey guys, buy a badge, and I'll make, wait, sometimes $100, sometimes $50, sometimes
yeah.
$15, whatever. But every day, there's money.
And then they
add it up, and they send you the money to your account.
That's wild. And it's just passive income.
Passive income.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
These motherfuckers at home making money playing video games.
And doing cameos. I do the cameo shout-outs, too.
Oh, okay,
cameo
Is that cameo still popping like
yeah,
that, huh?
What? Mayweather got $900-something to fucking get a shot. He probably don't want to do it, so that's why he charges so much. But everybody's on it. Drew Brees, sports, everybody's on that shit.
I remember
cameo.
Lewis and them were calling people that they knew and trying to get them to say like shit that they didn't want to say and just force them to give the money back. So like
really?
They would pay like they would go to like Giannis's cameo and like pay like $1,000, but like
Giannis
the message would be like the most awful shit.
Giannis Papa?
Yeah. They'll, like, pay extra and be like, all right, could you say like these positive things about our podcast or anything? Fuck you, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he'll just have to refund the money. You know what I mean? And it's really a funny thing to someone be like, I'm not, I'll just give
some you
back
people want you to say, oh, can you shit on my friend? And I'll be like, yeah, you stupid.
That's a weird thing.
Perfect, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Oh, you do it. You do it.
Yeah. Holy shit. I had one dude in a band. It was a rock band. He's white. They're fans of mine. They're just like, dude. Yo, my buddy's birthday. I want you to fucking tear his ass up. And I just go, you fucking bitch ass. And dudes, and they all just send me back, yo, awesome, bro. Woo! I was like, damn. Some people want that. Some people just want it. Yeah, a lot of, yeah.
Dude, that's so, one thing to be like, you know treated like a simp or a cuck by your girl, but you your favorite comedian?
Say don't matter.
Just have your favorite comedian
evolved.
Call you on your birthday and tell you ain't
crazy.
Shit?
They go crazy. They not everybody crazy. Want all the Manolos in their back, but they want somebody famous to shit on somebody else. That's kind of a level.
Yeah, there's levels to this shit.
Well, that brings me to an interesting point. What's we up? Ask every guest that's on the show, uh-oh. Godfrey.
What you said? What you
has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized, but you didn't?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And it sounds like a good Black Air Force One story. The beat was right on time. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yo. Yo. So this bitch on my side sitting next to her. Smack you in the face, yo, because she fucking up, yo.
No, just kidding.
No, I thought I was going to run.
Yo, I'm supposed to apologize. I don't give a fuck because I saw the pity in her eyes. Kept going because you know it was the ego. But that's okay, yo, because you know how I do with amigo. Fuck her. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm a...
I thought I could rhyme. I felt like I could.
That'd be funny if that was Godfrey's admission. Some sort of physical abuse.
But no, I remember I went to my ex-girlfriend. I was like, I did some rude shit to her, man. Just fucking rude. She didn't deserve it. And I didn't apologize. I should have, and I didn't. Because I was on some shit. I was like, because you was fucking talking, blah, 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 and I should have apologized.
And then when I did it,
it wasn't really an apology.
Okay, so.
I felt like shit. It was at a comedy club, too.
Take us through the story. You had a comedy club.
I'm waiting to go up, and I'm talking to other people, and she's like, you just leaving me here, like, da 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 da. And I was like, yo, I told you I was going to be back. What the fuck? And I just took my jacket, I tossed it in her face. And I didn't mean to throw it dead in her face. I wanted to throw it beside it, but it went like, boom. Just like you, loser. Just, it went, boom. It caught her whole shit.
Whole
it
face.
The sleeves and then, the back of her neck. They're like,
it was when the sleeves, with no person,
the sleeve and it smacked her.
Oh, the ground God. And just makes her
yeah,
wrap
it was
around
bad.
Her face.
Yeah. Oh. It was embarrassing. It was in front of people. It was fucked up. But I was like this, whatever, fuck, you know. But it was fucked up. It was when I look back, it was bad. That was bad. She did not deserve that shit.
Yeah, man.
Did not deserve that. That was fucked up.
Yeah.
On my part.
That sounds like Jay-Z shit.
Straight
from 4-4-4.
I was being a piece of shit. Real talk.
Got caught up. Was feeling yourself, huh?
Yeah, I was like, fuck out of here. Like that kind of shit.
That wasn't right.
That wasn't right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's always weird when you be feeling yourself and you ever say some fucked up shit.
Oh, man.
Like, I remember one time, and I was on a real bad high. I can't even believe I
you
talked
smoked,
to her.
You smoked some?
No, like I was on a high of like comedy high.
Oh,
like a good
that
stage
one.
High, oof. Right?
Yeah.
And this is the hood days of doing Black shows back in Philly, man. Buck Wild had this joint in North Philly.
Okay.
And I remember, like, we're walking around. Rip Michaels was on the show, too.
Yeah, I talked to Rip today.
Right. So, and you know the energy with, like, Rip Michaels at a show. It's all running around the bar. What up, ladies? Da, 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 you know, talking crazy.
Yeah, Rip.
And I was kind of in that current with Rip. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, yeah, this is what we do. Now, after the show, we just talk reckless to girls at the bar, right? Like, I'll never forget. I go to Buck, like, I'm talking to these girls at the bar, and I go, hey, Buck, man, do you eat pussy? And he was like, what? Young boy, yeah, I eat pussy. Why you ask me a question like that? All right, because I'm about to fuck this girl. I want you to open up for me.
Whoa.
And I'm telling you, Buck got his drink and left, and I was just there with two angry Black women that was like, this is how you talk to women, and
that's pretty bad. Nigga, that was terrible.
That stunk.
But I literally saw
stunk.
Someone else
stunk.
stunk to high heaven.
That
it stunk and I hated it.
You stink.
I hated it.
You
come on,
man.
Stink. That's Rip problems. It's a Rip get on you and you just start doing Rip shit.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Rip.
Yeah, man.
Rip is like an old circus, like ringmaster. Hurry, hurry! This is Rip. Oh, we got yeah, it all. And we have it all.
I knew Rip was different on the Wildin' Out auditions. This nigga had powder in his pockets for getting ready for the freestyle battle part. You got on the train and drove with
Rip. Got with everything. Rip don't give a fuck. Rip is hell of a businessman.
Oh yeah, he worked.
Woo, that motherfucker is incredible.
Yeah.
He's a Chicago guy. Like
yeah.
He doesn't stop, but he's amazing. Yeah. Lost all his weight, is in shape. Like, he's fucking.
For like the third time, too. And that's the funny thing. Yeah. You ever seen him get in shape
when people get fat? But it's hard when you're that big.
Yeah.
And you go back to that. Depends on your, if you're depressed, it can be a lot of shit, a lot of
what
food.
What you're eating and all that shit.
So he's really on it
I've been impressed. Yeah. I watched this nigga get ripped three times. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, how you get fat and then get ripped again?
Because you get fat, then you get mad again and go, fuck that. Then you go, fuck that.
Fuck that. I guess so.
You get mad at both selves.
Yeah, I can't
ping pong with yourself.
That's right.
like Nutty Professor 2, like when Buddy Love kept coming back.
Love, right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Say one more word, buddy. I'll tear your arm off.
Give it up for Nigga Rachi.
Blubber butt. Featherweight. No, I don't.
That movie was classic.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do you think you still got to get a good scene steal, I think, in order to blow? Like, as a comic? No,
yeah, sometimes a scene steal is what helps.
Have you got one yet?
I stole a scene, yeah, but COVID stole one. That.
Oh, shit.
Because Derek had one in the King of Staten Island. He had one of those scenes where you're just
but
like
COVID stole that. So damn. I was like, fuck.
COVID
like,
stole your scene.
He had that scene like how Dave Chappelle had on Nutty Professor.
Right.
Like,
shopping.
Like Kevin Hart had in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I had kind of one in Soul Playing with
you was jamming. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that was
silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think you stole it on Zoolander.
I was amazing.
I was like, that's pretty fly.
Ben gave me that shit, and I
hey,
imitated
Matilda?
Him.
Hey,
yeah,
Matilda.
Matilda, I'm very sorry.
I thought that was great. I thought he stole it.
Yeah, that was. I had a couple joints. Yeah. Not too bad. You know,
yeah.
Shit.
But so, see, you talk about that too, even at work ethic, because I know some of those characters you were doing on your own, on your sketches. I still think the funniest shit ever. I wish we had time to find this. Like that fucking Nollywood director sketch that
you did. We did that.
I found that on YouTube, and this was independent, right?
Yeah, like, we were just fucking
just
around.
You.
My boy was filming.
Can we please? What would I have to type in to find that on YouTube?
I would love to bring that back. I should, because I had would my it, little. I had my pith hat. And,
yeah.
Like I just film anything. I don't care. I will just
Godfrey,
set it on fire.
Try Dylan. Try I would Godfrey Nollywood film it's on like, YouTube and just see.
I think I want to.
Nollywood
I would love
is Nigerian,
to bring it back
right?
To,
yes.
Nollywood. Yeah.
And he's
Nigerian.
A Nigerian film director, but he's basically the same concept. Like what was it? Bowfinger. Where he's trying to make a movie with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And
I never get him.
And but it's like
I'm going to his house. There he lives there.
And I know that this started from him just doing the accent, and then they built the whole scene.
Come on, Denzel, I know you're there. Come on, do my movie. Come on, do my movie. Come out and do my movie. Come out, Denzel. I know you're there. The address is here. Come on out and do my movie.
That shit was the funniest shit because the nuance is even there of like, this is not even a famous character. We're not talking about a Steve Harvey or like that. This is, I don't even know this Nigerian nigga that you're in it, but shit. I can see him. When that nigga said, I want you to see my manly stride. I'm walking up my
stride. Look at me on my stride. I was making shit up. We were in L.A.
I feel like that's some shit Nigerians care about, though. I'm like, that's the shit that fucks me up. I'm like, I don't know how much of this shit is real.
We were making up shit. I said, this would be a funny character. Because
we wanted to do a sketch show.
We wanted to do a sketch show.
My daughter trying to sleep, nigga. You over here shitting all crazy.
Oh, the noisy neighbor.
Yeah.
Your doodoo's mad loud,
yo,
son.
Your doodoo's mad loud.
Let the doodoo hit the side of the bowl.
And let it
roll
slide
into the bowl, man. Fuck out. And then Conceita's like, yo, let the doodoo's roll. Remember, he's so yeah.
he following
like,
up.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
He's like, your doodoo's is splashing mad loud, baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I made all that
that's
shit up.
Fucking classic.
Like, but it's like, it's nice when you have moments like that. Ha! You know, it's like Jordan highlights.
Yeah.
As a comic, you want to be like, ah.
That's the beauty.
Ah.
That's the beauty of the internet, right? They can capture those little highlights for you.
And if you throw enough of them against the wall, something's going to pop. Has to, you know?
That's why I just want to make sure anything I do, Derek, can you please come and laugh in my videos?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I help you out.
Why don't you just get Derek to laugh in a recording and just add it to it?
Yeah, why don't you say, you should sell your laugh.
You
should sell your laugh.
Have Derek's. As a track.
Yeah, we got to get the what's the name back.
Yeah, man.
The tablet with all the sound effects in it, and we get one with
you. Have you guys been using a tablet?
Yeah.
Does it work sometimes?
Yeah. Sometimes, we've been getting some good time. I can't stop smiling. Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Yeah, because like, we take clips from, we had like Matt Richards came in full character. He was out of his
what
mind.
What did Matt do?
Yeah, Matt showed up with gold, a do-rag, all the rings
they
on.
They asked me to
like...
come, and I didn't. Derek, I'm about to do their podcast next week. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm writing for them. Mm. Very good. I had a good time. It was very funny.
Shout out to Matt Richards.
Matt Richards goes, Snoop Dogg, he wants me to stay here 3 more weeks. I'm writing for him. Now he wants me to write another show. I guess I have to do it. He's like, Snoop Dogg, he likes my stuff.
Yeah, this is Matt on our board now.
Ow!
Oh, wow, that didn't work.
What the hell?
Okay. I can't stop smiling!
Yeah, that's that, man.
Okay.
It's up sorcery, wizardry. So.
Okay.
All right, man. This was a good episode, man.
Yeah, man.
This was
fun.
Godfrey, we didn't really do plugs. We should have did plugs?
Oh, that's right.
You got anything you want to plug, man?
Yeah, man.
Plug music.
Comedian. Yeah, there we go. Comedian Godfrey is my Instagram, Shan. Yeah, Shan. And you can check out my podcast on the same network, Gas Digital, and Godfrey We Trust on Tuesdays and Fridays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, I mean, and when is this show?
This will come out on Sundays.
Sunday, yeah. Well, you know, if you guys are in, I don't know, Canada, if you're in Edmonton, I'll be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, Alberta. That's November 11th through the 14th. That's Canada. So I know there's some black people up there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about white folks showing up, but the black people that are hidden in Edmonton, come see me at the Comic Strip at the big-ass mall over there, the 11th through the 14th. And then, the 26th to the 29th, we got Raleigh, North Carolina Improv. Raleigh Improv, November 26th. To the 29th. Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, my bad. Cincinnati Improv, Cincinnati Funny Bone is November. Let's see. Oh, November 19th to the 21st. Cincinnati. That's Liberty. Liberty Funny Bone. Cincinnati. All right, come see me at that motherfucker. And podcastmerch.com. Buy some merch from my fucking website.
There you go, man. So checking out Godfrey's merch on podcastmerch.com. Click that tab on over to NNFA. Check out that white on white hoodie. We got the black on black to go with your black on black.
Yeah.
New tees, fitted. All right. We're still working on these windbreakers, man. I'm going to have
these NWA style windbreakers.
Yeah,
crazy.
So
all
right. Should be a good time. All right. Guys, check us out every Sunday. Black Ass Comedy Show, 308 Bedford Avenue. It is the place to be. It's a fucking movie every goddamn week.
Every
celebrity
Sunday.
Drop-ins, the hottest and wildest show in all of fucking New York
Absolutely
City.
Absolutely, it's the goddamn Sunday show. And get ready. November 19th and 20th, me and Dave going to be at the DC Comedy Loft.
Yeah.
We're going to come to the Comedy Loft. We're doing two shows a night, Friday and Saturday, in that little tight, nice little intimate comedy room. It's going to be a raucous good time. So that's November 19th and 20th, December 17th through the 19th is Vulcan Gas Company. Me and Dave going to be in Austin. We bring a punk-ass Dylan with us. It's going to be a good time. And that's going to be a bitch. And then Toronto, February, I'm at this place called The Rec Room in Toronto. And I'm doing I'm headlining all weekend.
Canada, so, yeah. Getting
well, actually,
New
no.
York, y'all.
One night only. It's a one night only show. Two shows on a Friday night. It's going to be good in Toronto. So, yeah, come sweet. Check that out at the Rec Room in February.
Yeah, sweet, yeah, sweet, that's guys. What's up.
All right, I think I'm going to do you guys a solid. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of my little special, the second one.
All right, all right.
So I think I'm going to go ahead. We're going to put this on the YouTube and let you cheat motherfuckers.
Have you guys do Patreon?
Do a Patreon. Yo, you know
that?
What?
How do you do that?
Patreon, it's just like YouTube, except for, you know what I mean, you put some exclusive content. Matter of fact, I did one that I promoted on Mike Vecchione's podcast that I, mm-hmm. you know what, go check out my Patreon. It's still up, it's still live, but I did a show on there called The Hustle.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I did a show called The Hustle. This is an independent project that I didn't really talk too much about. Like, uh-huh. when I first let my last little county jail stretch, I was like, I wanted to do a corny little reality show of showing me get my life back on track, right?
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
I didn't do it. But I did get my life back on track, and I saved the internet shit for myself. Like, I did a vlog of talking, a motivational talk.
You're too smart for that.
Right. Yeah. So it's me telling myself the shit that I needed to hear week after week to turn things around, but I say it to the camera. So for just the smallest Patreon at $5 a month, you can have access to all of those videos, and I guarantee you take this 13-week course, The Hustle.
13-week course.
Talk to me. Your life is going to be better.
13 Patreon, weeks. You set it up on YouTube. And then what do you have to sign up to Patreon? No,
Patreon is the website that hosts them. So mine is patreon.com/ I'm Dave Temple. Letter I, the letter M, Dave
and
Temple.
And then when you do that on the Patreon website, then what do you do?
Now you have access through that where you can
where
see
they
the
go,
videos.
You can go to, it
all
of, to
now
YouTube?
You have access to, well, yeah. But you know how like videos on YouTube, they'll be hosted on YouTube, but they're not public on YouTube. Okay. So you can upload a video that's either private or not public, and then now only people who have the link can see it. Okay. So when you take that link and put it on Patreon, only people who are paying to get behind that wall can see the video.
Wow. That's okay, because I was like, I'm not understanding it. Shit.
Yeah.
Just you got one? You don't have one. No, I know you.
Yeah.
I tell my Venmo. I got a Venmo. Venmo?
You can just send me some money. I won't be doing nothing.
Venmo,
more.
PayPal.
I won't do nothing.
I got a Cash App too. I got a Cash App and a Venmo. I'm on Robinhood and Acorn.
Yeah,
are you on Robinhood?
I just don't understand what you're saying.
You're doing videos on there, nigga.
I'm doing videos on Robinhood.
Hey, isn't that a trading? Hey, look at me.
Robinhood trading. I'm just throwing shit out there. I sold this nigga.
I'm on Bitcoin.
You know that computer that we writing schedules? I sold him that computer because
I gave it to my daughter for school.
I gave his daughter a startup MacBook because I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do on this.
Wow. It's a good, it that's works good. Out. No, like, Derek cool. is a hot chick in a black dude's
I'm
body.
A,
he's like a hot
blonde.
White girl.
I'm a ditzy blonde,
yeah,
nigga. Let's
but
go.
It ditzy works. Blonde. It works, man. Look,
I got
man.
Smart friends.
The Black Air Force sons. Like,
smart niggas.
And that's reality.
Y'all the smart
ones. I'll tell you this. Anybody, you can mark my fucking words. Derek is good for life, all right? I can never pay Derek back for the shit that he's done for me, so.
I always let niggas crash on couches.
Yeah, he good for life.
Bam.
He
good always for life. Crash on my couch.
He good.
I'm getting a new apartment in Manhattan just so niggas don't have to go all the way back to Brooklyn.
I heard that shit.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I heard that shit.
So yeah, he ain't got to figure out another thing.
Come
he
on,
good.
Man. I got some righteousness in there somewhere.
He got some. Crash at your place.
He had enough foresight to move his black ass from Philly.
Boom.
And be like, hey, if anybody want to come, I'm here.
All right, I'm here.
All right, cool.
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
You good. You know what I mean?
Talking about, son.
So, you know, come and check us out on live shows. If you want to fuck with the Patreon and get your life together, cool. If you try to join the Black Air Force One gang, go to podcastmerch.com, get yourself some merch, show up to the shows. Let us know you fuck with us. And if you do fuck with us and you have not mashed the subscribe button.
Mash the subscribe.
What would Jim Norton say? Drink a cup of AIDS. A puddle of AIDS.
I hope you gargle COVID. Ugh. Ugh. Right. Gargle you, COVID. And I hope you get the Delta variant.
Just subscribe, goddammit.
Subscribe,
like,
goddammit.
And share with the people.
We're trying to get the 4K. That's all we got. 4K.
We should be there by now.
And we should be there
we
by now.
We should be there. With and Godfrey then, on this episode, for all you motherfuckers that came to watch Godfrey, stick around for
press,
a little
let's
bit.
Let's press the button. Stick, get the 5K. Plus 4K.
All you got to do.
Just go, boink. That's
oh,
it. Congratulations, Godfrey, again on the 100,000 subscribers.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, yeah.
He had the black and everything. That's real shit.
Thank
you. Real nigga, that shit is great.
Thank you. They didn't give it to us. We were like a year past due. They were supposed to give it, and they finally, I was like, wow. And then Dante brought a cake.
He brought. I was there for that episode. It was pretty great.
Cake. Yeah, Dante brought a cake, and that was cool. I was like, cool, man.
This is Colombian witch cake. I got this from a girl in Brooklyn that I know. You know, she's
when I was stripping.
When I was stripping, this bitch used to dye my fur coats for me, right? And now she's got a cupcake business.
Remember the two Sherlings I used to wear? The two Sherlings? That Sherling was about $5,000.
There's only
and this bitch.
You fucking bitch.
If you ain't, go that way.
So, you know, she fucked up one of the Sherling coats. And I tell her, look, make a cake for my man Godfrey for his 100th, you know.
I said, make my cake, bitch. I fuck you good.
Yeah.
So the psychology behind that is I'm your daddy. You should be my wife in a way where you make shit for my friends. Or go that way.
Go that way, bitch. I don't need
I'm fucking this bitch in the back of the T-Mobile truck.
Yeah.
Right. See.
You got to understand the
way. The value.
The way a woman's brain is set up, right? There's a chemical called serotonin. It gets scientific with the pimping, right? You know,
scientific with the pimping. Oh man!
Oh God, man! Oh. I could do this all day. We got a heavy back order. Have some fun. Do some more impressions, man. Godfrey, man. Absolute
appreciate
blast.
You, man.
One more time.
I appreciate y'all, man.
In case they already know, but just as a formality, tell the people where they can find you if they're looking
Instagram,
for
Instagram, Comedian Godfrey, guys. You know, just, you know, follow me the whole nine. If I'm being shadow banned, give me a solution to how to not be shadow banned anymore.
Yeah.
Shadow banned. And yeah, like I said, you know, just follow me on the Instagram. That's my main thing. Is Instagram my website? I need to get that shit right. When during pandemic, I just forgot about
and
it.
Went straight
should
to
I bring it back? You guys got websites?
Yeah,
I got one out there.
Oh no, I know your ass. Fuck,
yeah,
get it.
No, I use it to try to showcase my older.
I got peanut butter and crackers at the crib.
Who keeps it? Who keeps? I got an air mattress.
Not even. I got a mattress on the floor. Fuck that.
Yeah,
yo,
my website is supposed to be managed by Gay Blind Mike. That's how good I'm doing.
Does he do my websites?
Huh? No, he does nothing.
He scratches his head. He's out there scratching his head.
Scratching his doogie hair.
Yeah,
listening for sounds.
He tricked me.
No, you know that dude? What's that new show on ABC? The doctor? A little doctor dude? He's got the same hair as that. You know, damn, you look just... Yo, what's that dude's name?
Yo.
Not Doogie.
Not a Doogie. It's a new Doogie. This new
it's
dude.
It's a girl Doogie, ain't
nah,
it?
Nah, it's a dude on ABC. And he's
young
like a
Sheldon?
The good doctor.
That's the good doctor.
That little young kid. Hell yeah,
Godfrey,
he got that hair.
This nigga, we had him with us at the cellar, and this nigga triggered Yam.
So
in a
bad.
Way oh, that has no. never, like, it's so funny.
What does Young get mad about now?
He was just standing there.
And she was like,
but, she looked, what is this nigga? The one thing I don't like is when niggas just be staring at me. Why is this nigga just staring at me? God, no, nigga. Sit down and say hi. Because a fat bitch just sitting there, just trying to eat, I'm hungry, and I got this bitch looking at me. Why this nigga stand? I'm tired of this shit.
God.
You got these niggas. You got.
Oh shit.
You got Derrick Gaines and David Temple and this white nigga just staring at me.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, what are you doing? Sit the fuck down.
Yeah. It's like you were there. It's like you were. And the sad part is, Godfrey.
What the fuck? I'm just trying to be rude.
She was somewhat right. She was even though he wasn't doing anything.
Oh shit.
He's from Central Pennsylvania. So
they stare.
Yeah, but he just, you know, he had the, she could sense the young rebel energy
but just
on
his
him.
Height and his smallness.
Shit.
Why are you mad at it? Like, what is this
shit.
Nigga?
She was so mad.
Little white nigga.
I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah,
like that nigga from The Good Doctor.
Hey, little white nigga,
oh my god,
damn.
Oh my god.
I told you.
Oh my god.
I told you.
Come in the studio, please. Come in the studio and stand on camera. Holy shit, man.
I told you.
Jeez, that is a really good call.
That's his stunt double. That's his stunt double.
Yeah, come in here, turn around. There's a camera right there next to Godfrey. Just step, like, move that chair over so that you could be, like, in front of the camera.
Come on, sit in that chair. Sit in that chair.
Okay, and move over to the left. The other left. Gay blind mic there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, Mike. Baby.
Mike. You should be a stunt double for this
guy.
You're
going to be a stand-in.
Yeah,
God.
Dude, you don't have to work anymore.
Yo.
You can literally go and just do stand-in for him.
You're going to be his little brother. My little brother's sick.
What? I know, right?
They both stare the same.
Damn. Yeah.
Yo, they both can't look at you. They both can't look. They have to look the other way.
Oh, shit.
Yo. Yo,
and Yam will still be like, and see now this motherfucker he on network television already.
He's like, and now this nigga got a TV show. But I've been doing comedy since 1998, and this nigga got, cause a fat nigga can't get nothing. This the bullshit that I'm talking about, Godfrey. This the bullshit. I gotta go on the stage. I'm gonna talk to you right back. I'll call you back.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ, man. All right, let's close this one out. Yeah, he's so blind. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Dylan, let's close this out, man. Say goodnight to the people, man.
Yo, hey, guys.
Guys, keep me the second most followed no neater on the podcast. keep following me on Instagram at Dylan J. Negri.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fix the cameras at the same
time.
Blind Mike hit it hard as shit.
Damn, Mike's ass knocked the camera off.
He smashed it, taught us a lesson.
It was
this will learn you.
Derek, go ahead. Close us out, man.
Hey, you know what this is. I'm the great boy. That's the God. This has been another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
Good night, Wu-Tang. Everybody. Peace.
This shit's really...
Uh-oh.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, no.
There you go.
He smashed the shit
out.
It got up kind of quick.
That acorn.
That shit was...
That should be closed. Yeah, that should be done.